This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I'm here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the first day of the Democratic National Convention. The convention officially begins at 4 p.m. on Monday evening with a number of speakers that include First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Earlier in the day, I spoke with a couple of delegates for Bernie Sanders from California who are attempting to push the Democratic Party leftward and who see the Bernie Sanders candidacy as being essential to the future of the party. I also got their reactions to the recent leak by WikiLeaks of thousands of emails that show, among other things, how the Democratic National Committee has attempted to undermine Bernie Sanders' candidacy and how it seems to be beholden to corporate interests.
My name is Karen Bernal. I'm a California Bernie delegate from Sacramento, California, and I'm serving as the California Bernie delegation co-representative,
and what
which is our more PC way of saying co-chair.
Okay. What is happening today? This is a meeting of Bernie delegates that's been organized. It's day one of the convention. It is a kind of a, there's a tension in the air because of this idea of, you know, there needing to be party unity, but a bunch of emails leaked by WikiLeaks showing that there was anything but unity in the months leading up to this. What do you expect to happen today?
I expect that the Bernie delegates, that a great deal of them, feel that there's really kind of no reason not to be honest in their feelings about things. I think a lot of them feel that while we did get some concessions and we got some victories with the platform, to a large degree, I would say that the takeaway is generally one where we've totally come up on the short end of the stick, and as a result, not only with the WikiLeaks thing, but also the pick for vice president of Senator Kaine, we're looking at this like this is a natural response to those things. And we've known all along that these are the kind of things that we've suspected. And now to actually have proof about it, I think what you're seeing is a very expected response. Yeah, it should surprise no one.
So I understand there's something like 1,200 plus Bernie Sanders delegates at the convention. Do you have any sense of what they're planning on doing?
Well, Senator Sanders garnered close to 1,900, so we would hope that there's perhaps more than 1,800 here. But do I have any sense of what's going to happen? Well, I think that you have all kinds of Bernie delegates. You have everyone who is the so-called Bernie or Buster. You have even the eventual nominee types, many who are the PLEO party leaders, elected officials who were Bernie supporters, who now also are kind of more or less preaching a type of unity, let's beat Donald Trump. I think you're going to see everything from kind of tenuously embracing the unity all the way to, no, this is our time. We're going to tell you, Democratic Party, why we're unhappy. And they're going to find various creative ways of expressing that. Everything from loud voices to some visual displays. And I think that it's going to be a very lively convention.
Now, this meeting that I'm talking to you ahead of, I understand there's going to be a discussion among some Bernie delegates on how to even possibly undo the pick of Tim Kaine as a VP. Is that in the works? Are people considering that and thinking that's even possible?
You know, I have heard that. I have to say that I don't think necessarily, there's all kinds of things that they are going to try, but I don't necessarily think that the question that should be asked isn't whether or not something will succeed. I think that what Bernie delegates realize is that there's a lot of things that won't succeed on its face, but that doesn't mean that a statement somehow shouldn't be made about it. And an action is a statement. So I think that they think that it's worth saying and doing, and the very fact that one would either win or lose something on the floor is besides the point. The fact that they should say something about it is more the point.
Karen, do you have any sense of how the California primary turned out? I know this might sound like a bizarre question to ask at this date, but the fact is the California state primary was a giant disaster, and there have been many allegations, some conspiracy theories, and I understand that the final outcome is still in question?
Yes, that seems to be the case. And from what we know as well, actually not all the votes have been counted.
Amazing. And here we are at the convention.
Yes, that is correct. And I have to say that if someone doesn't have a strong opinion by now, I have to wonder if they have a pulse. This is something, after all the hubbub of the convention dies down, that those of us who care about democracy, whether you're a Bernie delegate or Bernie supporter or any other kind of supporter, we have to be very aggressive about pursuing this. California, of course, wasn't the only state where a lot of suspicious activity took place, or even activity that was, you know, by any objective definition, negligent, and just it's an embarrassment to a country that prides itself in democracy. And so I'm imagining, and I can't imagine otherwise, that there's going to be aggressive pursuit of getting to the bottom of what happened in California and in other states. I would love to see a book written that goes state by state by state. I can bet that if that book was written, it would probably be a bestseller. But someone out there, I hope that you do it.
Finally, Karen, as a Bernie Sanders delegate, what are you going to do during this convention? How do you see your role as trying to uphold what you saw as the best parts of the Bernie Sanders platform within a party that is hell-bent on coronating Hillary Clinton?
Well, not to sound pessimistic, but I feel as a Bernie supporter and a Bernie delegate that we are under obligation. We were elected on May 1st in our district delegate elections to push as vigorously as we can for his agenda and to cast our nomination, to cast our vote for his nomination. We are very resolved to doing that and to hearing the full roll call. Past that, I think that you're going to see a lot of different reactions on the part of Bernie delegates, some from trying to make the change within the Democratic Party and doing the very hard work that many feel needs to be done on the inside, and others who will probably leave the party because they may be thinking about a third party or doing progressive work outside the party. I think that in any regard, we have to view this certainly as the end of one chapter in the story for the push for progressive politics. And I think that without engaging in this process, it cannot be said that we have done all that we can do before we move on to the next step. And I think it's important that we are vigorous in our activities here, in whatever we do, because it is going to inform what that next step is.
Karen, thank you so much. Good luck to you over the next few days.
Thank you very much.
My name is Manuel Zapata. I'm an elected Bernie district level delegate from CD10 in Northern California.
What are you doing here today at this meeting of Bernie delegates ahead of the convention officially starting?
Well, what I'm doing here is I was asked to speak on my experience so far and the feeling about being at the convention and our concerns with the Democratic Party at the moment.
Have you been a Democratic Party member for long?
I have been a voting Democrat since I could vote. I recently got more involved in the party because of Bernie Sanders, but I've been a Democrat and wanted to be a Democrat since I was a kid.
What inspires you about Sanders' platform?
I think when you look at him as opposed to other politicians, He's genuine. He doesn't speak for us. He doesn't speak to us. He speaks more for us, and gives us a voice when people look down on millennials and how we're not involved and how we're not part of the process. But then as soon as we get involved, they want to shut us out. And it's like, you can't have it both ways. You know, we have a lot of faith in the message that Bernie Sanders brought, and we're hoping to continue it through the progressive movement.
What is your sort of favorite part of his platform? I mean, there's so many specifics, Medicare for all, free college tuition. Are there things that really stand out to you as this, we really need these sets of policy changes to make the country function better?
Yes, I believe getting money out of politics, that is the most important thing. I think that's the root of all evil, is that... when it comes down to it, he ran because of us. We funded his campaign throughout the primaries. So when he would become president, he would answer to us and not to corporations and to super PACs ran by corporations.
And the email documents that WikiLeaks released just ahead of the convention showed, among other things, how the Democratic Party trades, you know, favors for cash, basically. You can get a seat with the president if you donate, $30,000 towards the cost of our convention. How does that make you feel?
Well, we've been assuming that's been the case, and the validation doesn't make us happy. It, in fact, hurts me a lot to see the party that I grew up wanting to be a part of is so corrupt, and it took them two sets of emails for them to actually acknowledge that there was a problem. I think that's disrespectful to the people that put so much into the Bernie Sanders campaign, the new Democrats that signed up to be Democrats. This is the party that they're now a part of that doesn't inspire them to ever vote again.
How did it make you feel when you realized that Sanders was going to not have enough pledged delegates for whatever reason, and when he finally actually came out and formally endorsed Hillary Clinton?
The endorsement, I kind of prepared for. He has to play good Democrat. That's if you want to speak at her party, you have to play nice. So I assumed that was going to happen. I do like how he took the training wheels off and told us to go out and sign up to run, to start our own grassroots movements. I think it's really responsible of him if he had to do what he had to do, but to lead us to do what we have to do in the future.
Are you going to follow his instruction and vote for Hillary Clinton or even support her?
I'm my own man. I will decide when that comes down to it.
So you haven't made up your mind yet? You're in California, though, so it's a safe state.
California, I can vote for whatever I want. But as far as the DNC goes, go team.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.